We all have our unique talents, gifts, and abilities, and this makes us better than others in certain areas. Of course, this means others will best us in certain areas as well. But these differences are a blessing and should be honored as such. For instance, not everyone has what it takes to be a professional athlete or a world-famous musician. And not everyone can build computer code or think deeply on the mysteries of life. Everyone excels in different areas, and this is not a point of contention, nor should we expect everyone to be the same in every area. As Apostle Paul reminds us, the body is made up of many different parts, and these differences are placed in harmony with each other. While we can pick things up with our feet, our hands are much better equipped for this task. And while we could walk on our hands, it's our feet that were made for walking. Acknowledging differences and that one part is better at certain things is not to demean the rest of the body. Each has his own gifting, and if all were the same, the body would lose the fullness of its glory. But this is not a point of pride either. The gifts of the hands and the feet would be pointless without the rest of the body. And so we can honor our differences and unique gifts. Yes, we're better than others in certain areas, but our gifts are not merely for ourselves. They're to be used in service of the greater good. It's false humility when we try to keep everyone the same, and we rob ourselves of God's best when we do. Celebrate your gifts and that you're better than others in certain areas, and use your gifts to bring more life and goodness into the world.